Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said the government has agreed on 90% of the planned pension reform. The head of the Galileo Supervisory Authority has said the Czech firms will profit from the moving of the GSA headquarters to Prague. Police officers from the country's anti-organized crime unit have arrested three men suspected of a contract killing in 2003. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Friday the government has agreed on 90% of planned pension reform and that it would iron out final details by early March. Speaking to journalists, he stressed it would still be necessary to discuss whether the planned pension system showed enough solidarity in relation to families with children. But he called the Czech social system the most pro-family in Europe, underlying welfare payments and long parental leave as examples. Next Wednesday, the cabinet will discuss only draft legislation reacting to last year's Constitutional Court verdict under which the pension calculation system must be changed in view of the excessively low pensions for high-income earners. Czech firms will benefit from the moving of the Galileo Supervisory Authority headquarters to Prague, the authority's Italian head Carlo De Dorides told journalists in the capital on Friday. Czech firms will be able to take part in the development of signal receivers or applications for the global navigation satellite system. The transport minister Vít Bárta stressed that the GSA transfer to the Czech Republic could be a major advantage in maintaining competitiveness, calling the space program, like nanotechnology, promising areas. Plans for relocating some 50 GSA staff from Brussels to Prague should be ready in around 3 months. The Czech transport minister stressed that he expected the signing of a host agreement at this time. Major problems with smog continue in the eastern city of Ostrava, where an air pollution warning effective Thursday has been expanded to surrounding areas. All meteorological stations in the area registered air dust concentration at 2 times the permissible limit. Factories were forced to restrict production, and public transport in the city of Ostrava was made free of charge so as to cut down on car traffic. Following the signing of a joint memorandum between the health minister and the head of the Czech Doctors Union on Thursday, hospital doctors at the regional facility in Česká Lípa Liberec rescinded on their threat to quit. So far, 13 have done so, including 5 maternity ward specialists. Other hospitals have not announced any numbers yet regarding the withdrawal of resignations, but are expected to do so in the coming days after the looming healthcare crisis was averted this week. Some 3,800 hospital doctors were to quit on March 1st unless the government agreed to raise wages significantly. Police officers from the country's anti-organized crime unit have arrested 3 men suspected of the contract killing of a 30-year-old Ukrainian businessman in Litoměřice, North Bohemia, in 2003. The unit spokesman Pavel Hantak said on Friday that all 3 would be held in custody awaiting trial. 2 of the suspects, he said, had ties to the Ukrainian underworld operating on Czech territory. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's all the news for now.